Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and firstly let me start this week's programme by saying a huge congratulations to John Leeming on a very well executed live version of the programme last week. I was there in the room at Alan Baxter's and it went down a treat, and who knows, maybe in the future I'll be persuaded to do one myself, but at the moment I'm quite happy sitting here at home editing out all of the mistakes before they reach your ears. On this week's show, I'm taking a break again from the sandwich format as we throw spotlight on a world event that happened 50 years ago this year on the 20th of June, and that's the moon landing. Whatever your opinions are on whether or not it was real or faked, it certainly made an impact. Obviously, I'm too young to remember it. But that great big thing in the sky has meant that many songs have been written about the moon, usually great mysterious songs, and some wonderful ballads as well in there too. Let's get the ball rolling with one song that was heavily associated with the moon landing, written in 1954 by Bart Howard and originally called In Other Words. But of course you'll all know it as Fly Me to the Moon, a great success for Frank Sinatra, and indeed a great success for Adam Evans. Yes, he recorded it at Bertie Fenn a couple of years ago, and here he is. The lively sounds there of the 14 rank Compton in the Bertie Fenn collection up near Spalding. Wonderful stuff there. And that's a great CD promoting young people of the day, many of which are still considered young, including Adam himself. One of my all-time favourite moon tunes was written in 1944. It's a mysterious little piece and was written about the US state Vermont. It's, of course, Moonlight in Vermont. Now, whenever I think of this tune, I tend to think of Brian Rodwell. However, somebody who's created an equally wonderful arrangement is Simon Gledhill, and here he is to play it on the new Victoria Centre, Howden Le Weir, on the first recording after the organ had been enlarged to 19 ranks. Simon Gledhill there, and weaving in a little bit of Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata there in that sumptuous arrangement of Moonlight in Vermont. It only takes me to mention the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's and Audrey Hepburn for you to know already what the next tune is going to be. Of course, written in 1961 by Henry Mancini, here's a delightful version of that wonderful ballad, Moon River, played by David Lowe on the Free Manual 8-rank Wurlitzer in the Neupendre in Tallinn. The lovely sounds there of that Granada Mark I Wurlitzer, lovingly looked after by John Smallwood in the Neupendre in Tallinn, in the very capable hands of David Lowe. The next tune was written by Will Hudson and Irving Mills in 1933 and is sometimes known as Moonglow and Love. However, you'll all know it as the title simply Moonglow. To play is Joseph Seal on his beloved instrument in the Regal Kingston upon Thames. And then this is followed by something which is a bit out of character for the composer, that is Irving Berlin. It's in a minor key and it's a waltz, and it's simply called Reaching for the Moon. And here to play that is the ever lovely Ernest Broadbent at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool. Thank you. two names of the past there, Joseph Seal with Moonglow and Ernest Broadbent with Reaching for the Moon. Well, like Moonglow, our next tune was also written in 1933. However, this next one was written by Harold Arlen. Whenever I think of this song, I think of Nat King Cole. But on this occasion, it's being tackled by jazz master Dan Bellamy. Dan is seated at the 414 Robert Morton in the Warner Theatre in Fresno, California. And here he is tackling It's Only a Paper Moon. Jazzy razzmatazz there of Dan Bellamy at the Warner Theatre Robert Morton as he is tackling It's Only a Paper Moon. On Tuesday this week, Facebook reminded me that it's indeed 6 years since we started producing this programme. And throughout that time, I've been lucky enough to travel all over the UK and indeed to Holland and other places to listen to these wonderful machines. But throughout all of my travels, you occasionally find yourselves requesting organists to play particular songs because their style really suits it. And one song that suits the style of Len Rawl is that beautiful Rodgers and Hart classic, Blue Moon. So here is Len on the preview of the Woking Wurlitzer way back in 1994, before any enlargements were done, getting every single drop of ooey-gooey Wurlitzer sounds from Blue Moon. Thank you. the lush sounds there of the Woking Leisure Centre Wurlitzer in 1995 in the hands of Len Rawl. Some really beautiful stuff. And whenever given the opportunity, I always ask Len to play that, because no matter where he's playing, he seems to make it sound excellent. Well, our final track this week leaves me without including the signature tune. I always try to do this at around this time of year. Although we are in December, I feel that it's needless to say to save your ears from the Christmas music that will come in the next 2 weeks, and end this week's programme with another one of those bucket list options, one that I'm pleased to say will be ticked off next year. Ever since I got the cassette of Winter Sunset, played by Nigel Ogden at the wonderful St John Vianney Church in Clayhall on the magnificent Free Manual 7 Rank Compton, it had always been my ambition to hear Nigel live, and I'm delighted to say, as a little bit of an advance publicity warning, that Nigel shall be playing the Clayhall Compton on the 10th of October next year. It's a long way to wait, but I've specially requested he play this very song that he wrote on an earlier visit to Clayhall, coming up with all sorts of conjuring ideas, and certainly being in the church on my own at night, it's the type of thing that springs to mind. Anyway, here to play us out this week is Nigel Ogden with his own composition, Winter Sunset.